train, right?
My telephone, Daddy gave me.
Oh, yeah.
But it should not work.
No, it doesn't work, does it, Dad?
What for? It should do.
It's Daddy's old telephone, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you got a scratch and we've got sand on it.
Some sand?
Yeah. Then it got some gold whiskers.
Some sand? No, I don't think it has to. It might have a little bit of dust.
Daddy and his chin got some whiskers.
He has, hasn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
Daddy's got whiskers near his chin. Have you got whiskers?
Yes, only on my teeth.
On your teeth? Oh, I don't think you have whiskers on your teeth.
Look. Lip.
Oh, there, above your lip.
Yeah.
Yes. Who else do we know that has whiskers?
Mummy hasn't got any whiskers.
No, hopefully not. But who do we know that has whiskers?
Don't know.
Who lives in this house with whiskers?
Purdy.
Purdy.
I purred as well.
Are you?
Meow. What do I eat? To a purdy.
What did Purdy say?
What do I eat?
What do I eat?
Purdy was the snake. George a hundle. Want to play a snake?
Want to play with a snake? Well, let's have our breakfast, Thomas. Then you can play with things.
I want to play it now. Please.
You shouldn't have the toys at the table, should you?
Please, I have it. Please.
You can have your snake, but the telephone's got to go.
No, we can't have it. It's mine.
Oh, I know, but when I say it's got to go, just mean while you're having a meal.
Hey.
No, don't keep saying hey, because listen.
That's mine.
I know it's yours, and I'm not taking it away, but when you're having a meal, you should be concentrating on eating your food. And your hands get sticky, and then everything you touch is getting sticky, and we have to wash it. So there's the snake. Tell me if that's just going a minute. Okay.
It's on the table, good.
Is it? Is it on the table?
Yes.
Going.
Daddy goes.
Is that what Daddy does when he's making a snake noise?
Yeah. Look. Look, he's on the table. See? The brown's not like snakes.
Don't they?
No.
I don't think lots of people like snakes, Tommy.
No. Well, Grandad not like snakes.
Don't they?
No.
Is that what they tell you when you see it?
Yeah.
That's right, Tommy.
Well, Grandad not like spiders.
No.
I don't like spiders. Look. Please, I drink that all up.
You can.
Thank you.
Right, Thomas, would you like a cereal bowl or would you like some cereal in a bowl?
Cereal bowl and honey loops in the bowl.
Cereal bowl and honey nut loops in a bowl?
No, just honey nut loops.
Sorry, right. Pop the builder dish. Who's on that?
A skip.
A big skip? Let's have a look. Oh yes, what's in the skip?
Pilchard and bricks.
Bricks, yes, lots of bricks. Pilchard's sitting on top.
And Bob the Builder.
Yeah, it's Bob the Builder.
Bob a Builder, yes we can. Can we fix it? Yes we can't. Yes, we can't.
Yes, we can't.
No, we can't do it.
He'd soon go out of business if he couldn't do a lot of the jobs, wouldn't he? Mm. Oh, look at that honey nut loop, Thomas. All the others have a hole in, but look, that one's got something in it. There you go. How's that?
Got a couple of things on.
cotton.
And then there's a dustbin bag on the road.
You have to pretend the dustbin bag's on the road?
Yeah. There.
Excuse me.
That's snake sad.
Why?
Because it's also only a bloop.
Does anyone? I'm sure you could share your onion at loops with a snake, don't you? You've got a lot there. I don't think you'll eat them all.
See, Thomas, I don't like onion loops.
Oh, is that what the snake's saying?
I love snake food.
And what do snakes eat, Thomas?
Ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Prefer ham.
Ham? I didn't know that.
Look, it's round a drink. Having a drink of water.
It's quite a noisy snake, isn't it?
I'm just having a drink, my snake drink. I'm just having a metal one. It got sit in my drink.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, the snake is. You know the snake's having a little sip of your drink. Mm. Right, I see. You don't mind sharing, do you?
No. Look, the snake's dancing. I did the snow clouds.
What's he carrying? This is why I say you shouldn't have toys at the table. Because you end up knocking things over, but it wasn't your only.
Really,
it wasn't. It was a snake.
This is the dustbin man. This is the dustbin man. Oi, oi!
The snake is a dustbin man?
Yeah. Snake
and oi oi! Oh yes, well the dustbin man, did he shout oi oi once because the driver started to drive away before they'd put all the bags in, didn't he?
Yeah. Man say oi oi!
He did, didn't he?
Did the man jump in out his cab? Then another one started to fall on the road.
You mean the dustbin bag started to fall on the road, not the man?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, listen, that's your windmills whizzing round because it's a horrible morning, isn't it?
Just my turn round and round.
Right.
There's a windmill.
Yes, it's the windmill's turning round quickly because it's windy and it's raining. It's not nice, is it?
No.
Do you remember we had that lovely sun a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
You were wearing shorts, weren't you?
Yeah.
You had to put sun cream on and a hat to keep you cool and not get burnt.
Yeah.
And now we're back to putting things on to keep you warm and dry, aren't we? Yeah. Oh, Tommy, don't put the snake in your ear. That's silly.
Hmm. I can't put it in my bedroom.
Hmm. Would you like a real snake?
Hmm.
Would you really?
Yeah.
They're slippery, slidey things, aren't they?
Yeah. Look, a snake coming. Mm. The snake saying, you're my breakfast.
Mm. What's the song that Julian taught us about the snake? In the slippery, slippery grass.
Snake.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. A slippery snake.
Hmm. I know it's in one of your rhyme books, isn't it? But I can't remember it now.
I saw a wiggly snake slide through my glasses. Don't worry, my freak away garden. The better snake.
Hmm. That's right, it's in my mind. I saw a slippery, slithery snake through the grasses, making them shake. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I. And the snake just, what was it, slithered and slithered on by or something? Oh, I can't remember. I'll have to look in the book.
Snake.
You feel how rough the snake skin is?
Yeah.
You feel the skin?
You feel well.
I feel it, yes. It's all rough, isn't it?
It's so strong.
It's
like a sausage.
It's nice and strong, like a sausage.
No big daft.
It's being daft.
Snake.
Look, it's going to eat this honey nut leaves.
Just eating one.
Do you remember that big snake that Christopher had?
Yeah.
That was from the early learning centre, like this one, but it was a huge snake, wasn't it? Really big.
I fight him. Daddy's fighting. Scared him.
Who did you scare? Your daddy or Christopher's daddy?
Yeah, Christopher's daddy.
What, with the snake? Did you go towards him with the snake? Did he? Oh dear.
Do you like any snakes? Look, he's got a honey up loop.
Yes,
on his tail.
You can hook them on his tail, can't you?
Yes. I hold it tight and they go away.
Oh dear, that's a funny way to eat honey nut leaves.
Yes, it is.
You're threading them onto the snake's tail and then using the snake's tail as a spoon, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes, you're a silly woman. Snake!
The snake's a silly woman.
Yeah.
I can't remember now. You had one snake and then Purdy bought you another one for your birthday.
Yeah.
You've got this one and an orange one. Which was the one that Purdy bought you?
This one.
Purdy
bought another one for me.
She did. That was nice of Purdy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hello, Purdy. And hook it on his nose.
And you're hooking it on his nose now rather than his tail, are you?
Yeah.
Right, well, Mummy's finished her cornflakes. Oh, look at the rain. It's not nice, is it, Dad?
Pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter.
That's right, pitter patter, pitter patter, that's what it's saying. We'll have to change your little chart round, won't we, on the door? To the one with the umbrella.
Hiya. Look. Put it there.
Oh, it's on cloudy at the moment.
Yeah.
Shall I change it to the umbrella?
Yeah.
And then later on you can change it to something else, where the change is.
I'll change a bicycle.
Yeah. Well, look, you've got a bicycle, the weather chart on it.
I like it, umbrella.
Yes, that's true, because an umbrella for today when it's raining.
No.
A cloud for when it's cloudy, a sun for when it's sunshiny, and a snowman for when it's snowing.
Snow. This is then.
Piece of toast, Thomas?
No. Yeah.
I've just found Daddy's work keys.
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
That's a lot of cake.
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah.
Did he, Daddy?
Steady woman. Daddy, come back. Left your keys.
I think he's been at work for about an hour now, Thomas. If he wanted his keys, I think he would have been home by now. That's what I found when I went to take Daddy's keys to the door.
The snake.
I found the other snake.
That's a better snake, not eat another.
Yes, I was going to say, there are two snakes now to share your breakfast.
little worm full of everything.
Oh, yes.
Lots for your snake.
Thomas, would you like some bread?
And toast.
And toast? Would you like a slice of this?
This snake's not like bread.
Isn't it?
No.
It just likes honey nut leaves. I'll do some toast, but I wonder whether you'd like to try a little piece of it. We haven't had hot cross buns for a long time, have we?
We have cross buns.
No, we haven't got any hot cross buns, but I wonder whether you wanted to try that, because that's quite like it. It's called a spicy bun. Spicy bun loaf.
What do some hot cross buns?
Oh, we haven't got any hot cross buns.
Do you want to buy them?
Well, when we go into Disney, we'll see if the baker still has them. I doubt whether they do. Tesco might still sell them.
No, that's a bacon.
I'm going to put mine in the toaster. Would you like yours toasted?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Would you like some ordinary toast?
Yes, yeah, some red jam.
With some red jam? Okay. There are little sandwiches left from lunch yesterday. Would you like those?
No. I've got two onion loops.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to have a piece of cheese with this spicy bread. Would you like some?
I like that bread.
Oh, just the bread. Do you not want it toasting?
No.
Just bread?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
The snake's no bread.
Does it?
Oh, nice bread.
Cold. Are you going to eat some as well? Are you sure you don't want some jam in it?
No.
Would you like a piece of cheese?
But the snake's not want it.
No, I'm asking if you'd like it.
Yeah.
You'd like some cheese?
Yeah.
Which cheese would you like?
Let's have this one.
Little strip cheese. Well, if you have a little strip cheese now, there's not going to be any for lunch, Thomas. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah. Lots.
No, we haven't got lots. That bread smells nice when it's toasted. Can you smell the fruity bread?
Smell that.
Well, that's just ordinary bread. That smells nice as well, doesn't it? The nicest smell is when we've got the bread maker on. It smells lovely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let me get up in the morning and smell that.
Yeah.
Now you want to have some cheese.
That's blue, that's green, that's red.
Blue, green and red. What's blue, green and red?
Green, blue. Green and blue.
Green and blue, but what are you pointing to?
This next green thing.
Oh, I think he's sort of red and orange, that one, isn't he? Not really green and blue.
Hey, I got one now.
Do you?
A fish one.
Oh, you smell mommy's bread now. It's hot, so be careful. Doesn't that smell nice? Are you sure you don't want some?
No. I just want a little piece.
You want a little piece?
No, a big piece.
A big piece?
Like this.
Oh, I don't think I've got them quite as big as that, Dominic.
And I want them in German.
Oh, no, it was just some butter. You don't want the butter. Okay, just let it cool a minute, though.
Okay.
It's just come off the toaster. Anyway, Mummy, I'll do yourself another piece. It does smell delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You like currants and sultanas, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like
yes, I know.
Do you like some cheese to go with it?
No.
There's your strip cheese there.
Yeah. This one's like a block of sweeties.
What, like a block of sweeties?
Yeah.
What sort of sweeties do you buy that looks like that?
Well, jars.
Jars?
It looks scarecrows.
I don't think we've ever bought any yellow scarecrows, Thomas. It's a little sweet shop in Disbury we like, because they sell sweeties in the jar, don't they?
Yes.
And loose sweeties. They still have a penny trail, though. It costs about 3 pence to buy something these days.
And the jar.
When we went in yesterday, the man was serving at the counter and you said, where's the lady gone, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I don't know.
He said, well, with any luck, she's at home, cleaning and shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, poor lady. That's not a very nice day off, is it?
No, I'm mad.
He did, he laughed, didn't he?
But the lady not come home.
Oh dear.
Poor mummy.
I can't get the bread out of the toaster.
I think there's no fire.
It's not so fine.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway. I think I've possibly put too thin a piece of bread in, that's the problem.
Uh-oh. A fireman's coming. Nina.
Why don't you leave the fireman to us?
It's out now.
Certainly is, yes. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
I thought you would like it.
Yes. I love
it. We actually bought this in Michael's shop, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's a butcher, not a baker, but he sells some nice loaves of bread. They're all
sausage and bacon.
Sausage and bacon, yes. He sells fruit as well, doesn't he?
Yes, strawberries and raspberries.
Yes.
Oranges and raspberries. And an orange and lemon.
Yes, he sells all sorts of fruit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm having peppers now because...
Yeah.
It's the bread that got stuck in the toaster and can't get them out.
Oh no, a fire's coming.
Yes, that's not fair, but we've just got a problem because...
She's out now.
Yeah. I'll have to take and plug the toaster all together for us. We don't know how long to get it all out. In the essence.
I think it's quite real, too much bread in it.
Pardon?
We've got some too much bread in it.
Well, I cut the bread very thinly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think you were going to want to eat an awful lot.
No.
And then you ate my piece, so I put your piece in the toaster for myself. But it was really too thin. Oh, there we are.
Shut up now!
Right. If ever you have to do anything to the toaster, like when you're doing out on it,
yeah,
you must unplug it from the wall. You pull the plug out.
Yeah.
All together.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous to do what Mummy's doing now if it's still switched on.
Oh yeah.
You don't want anything dangerous to me.
No! It's gone.
Oh, this has added a bit of excitement to breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Dear, bother.
Bother? I just got time thinking. I wish I'd just had a piece of ordinary sliced bread. Right, here we go. The toast is free. So we'll try and get... Put another piece in it. It's a lot thicker this time. I've probably done it too thick this time and it gets stuck again. Oh dear.
Boiling out.
Would you like some more?
No. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Just let Mummy finish cooking this piece.
Mummy's bread.
Mummy's bread?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, when this one's cooked, we'll share it.
It's hard,
I'm eating it all. It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll look at the list of ingredients and see what it's got in it. Oh, it says vine fruits, that's grapes.
That tangerines and pears.
Tangerines and pears?
Yeah.
And citrus peel, and there's a picture there of oranges and lemons.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember those orange bread we used to buy?
Yeah.
We've not had that for a long time, have we?
No.
Well, we don't usually buy bread now since we make our own.
No. I can paint our sheds.
Who can paint a shed?
Cupboard.
I thought we were talking about bread. Bread, not sheds.
I'm actually, I'm just painting breads.
Painting breads?
Yeah.
I thought you said painting sheds.
Yes, of course, and bread. And eating it all.
I think you said it's in the things.
I think you're red.
Oh dear, this smells like it's one of them.
Hey, yeah. What is this for split cheese?
Yes, it's a split cheese. You like that, don't you?
You also?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I've got this nice crumbly Lancashire cheese here.
Well, not you, this one's a little big bite.
No, it's fine, Tim, thank you. Oh, well, we'll put this other piece in for you. Now remind me, we've got toast in the toaster, shall we?
That's hard work.
What's hard work?
Eating sweets.
Eating sweets? Well, you better not eat any of them. I wouldn't want it overworked.
That's just working. Nothing I want anymore, and I want any more. And I want
in the
muffin.
Don't you?
No.
What about some grapes or some strawberries?
No.
Or banana?
No. Nothing.
Nothing? You're full? Is your tummy very full?
Yeah.
Oh! Just a little cough there. When I picked it up, I think I must have been touching one of the fruits in the bread. You like currants and sultanas, don't you?
Yeah.
And the raisins?
Time on the table.
It's toy time on the table?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my TNT Laurie.
What your TNT Laurie? Well, please just give Mummy a few minutes longer to finish her breakfast. Or at least I'll finish a slice of toast and then I'll clear your place. And then you can play with some Laurie's on the table while I finish the rest of my breakfast. How's that? Does that sound a good idea?
No.
No? Of course not.
These pieces want to wash. This piece wants to just be washed. This piece wants to wash everything.
No, don't put them in your drink, Thomas. Pieces of cheese don't need a wash in your drink, do you?
Of course.
That's silly.
It's not. Cool.
No, what have I said? If you don't want food, you leave it alone.
Aye!
Now don't do that, Thomas. That when you've finished a meal, you push to one side what you don't want to eat. You don't start playing with it, Thomas. It's very, very bad manners. You don't do that. That's right. Now, if you've finished with it, now put this cheese that you don't want on the plate and push it to one side, please.
There.
You don't start squashing it up and messing about. That's much better. One piece, these bits of cheese you don't want, pop on the plate, and any honey nut leaves you're not eating, pop back in the bowl, please. That's a good boy. Oh, that's a very good boy. Very clever. Pardon? Please put the cheese back on the plate like I asked you to. Good boy, thank you very much. What about that small piece over there? You might as well eat that, Thomas. It's such a tiny piece.
Now I have. I won't eat it.
You won't? Okay.
No food's here, you roll.
Pardon?
You're rolling it.
You're rolling at your placemat there?
Yeah. That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. Hello,
hello,
BDI.
Hello, BDI. Oh, yes.
I'm going to win. Oh,
that was the other thing in that song about the snake, wasn't it? He looked at me with his beady eye. Was that the snake or was that the one about Tiger in the Jungle?
The snake.
He looked at me with his beady eye. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I.
I saw slippery snakes.
Yes.
My one of this cheese on it. It's got a script cheese.
Oh no.
You have it?
Yes, please. Thank
there.
You. Right, we're going to clear these things. Are you sure you've had enough?
Yeah.
You've eaten quite some lot this morning, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, so just hold your snakes now, please, while I'm at the table.
Mm-mm.
Well, wash your hands, and would you like to just stay at the table and play with some Morris?
Yeah.
That would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Yes, the snake's going in the hole.
The snake's disappearing through the placemats.
Then they've got some clothes.
Oh, dear.
Poor snake.
Thomas, there's another piece of cheese at the side of your chair, look there.
Okay. There.
Are you enjoying your drink?
No, sir.
No, sir.
That's my choice.
Oh, don't start that again, Thomas.
That is Simon Bell.
It's not fireman choice, it's when he hears the fire bell chime.
Mama, I'm singing the same fireman choice.
No, it isn't fireman choice. Fireman choice is not a person. It's meaning when fireman's son hears the ring of the fire bell.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's probably his, I don't know whether it's his alarm. It's like an alarm clock, I would imagine, Thomas. It'll be something at the fire station, a little alarm that rings. Just say, come on, fireman's son, it's time to get out of bed, you need it. Because it says when he hears the fire bell chime, fireman's son is right on time.
No, no,
what's
no,
this cheese doing here?
But fireman's son goes to sleep.
Yes, that's right, fireman's son's asleep, and then it says, When he hears the firebell chime, Simon Sam is right way on time. Either way on time or right on time.
Right on time.
Right on time. He gets up quickly, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What happens on the television programme?
He goes sliding.
That's right, he slides
on his band. He slides on his thing.
Slides on?
On his banister.
On his banister, that's
on
right.
On his bottom.
Yes, that's right. He holds onto the banister and he slides down it, doesn't he? And when he gets to the bottom of the stairs, what comes out of the wall?
A hat.
A hat, his helmet, yellow helmet.
And a cup of tea.
And a cup of tea.
And his shoes.
And his shoes, isn't that wonderful? Yes, all these cupboards opening. A cup of tea's handed to him. Yeah. And a helmet and his shoes. Wouldn't that be nice in the morning if you came downstairs and somebody immediately handed you a nice pipe and hot cup of tea?
Yeah.
I think that would be lovely.
I want to wash a lock of it. Look and watch the television.
Do you? Well, we've not quite finished a wrap, so let me just wipe your hands again, sweetheart, please. And then, would you like to have a look at your lorry? That's what you asked for. I'll put the snakes back on the table for you, because they've fallen down, haven't they? There you are. Would you like to dry yourself off a towel?
Look it. I saw two slippery snakes sliding. Bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce, bounce,
Oh, no, my money's
coming out.
And
there's your bus.
Oh, no.
And there's your tanker. Would you like the post box as well?
No.
You don't want the pillar box?
No. Tanker. This icon works.
Well, look, it's the same as the TNT now. You see this little clip underneath?
It goes.
Oh, well, in a minute, yes. Look, you put it on sideways.
Yeah.
Just like you do the TNT, right? And then you turn it round and then it works. I want me to do this one for you.
Yeah.
You put it on sideways. That goes into that hole and then you turn it round and then it works.
Mummy. Not yet. I just want you to put it there.
I will. Right, have you got the doors ready?
Yeah, okay.
Right, I'm going to slide the money. That's a 2 pence piece.
There you go.
Thank you. And that's a pound coin.
But the doors are shut.
Oh dear, can you open them? Knock, 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 knock.
Then the man appeared and opened.
The man appeared and opened them?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Where did the man appear from? Because his cab's over there.
But he's just walking and he's got his money on his back.
Can you not put the cab on there?
There we are,
that's not harming us, is it? Do you know what that coin is, Thomas?
Yeah.
What is it?
50 pence.
50 pence?
Yeah.
That's a 50 pence.
That's a 40 pence.
And this is a
coin pen.
20 pence. The big one with the funny sides is a 50 pence.
Yeah.
The small one with the funny sides is a 20 pence.
Yeah. That's kind of good. This is kind of good and running around.
That's right. That's the bottom of the post box, isn't it? Whoopsie daisy. Cab's come off now.
But it can't go in here.
No, it's too big. We'll put that over here.
Oh, there.
That's right. Leave it on top of the
bus. Rum, rum.
Whoopsie-daisy, why does this keep falling off, Thomas?
Because it not wants to work.
It doesn't want to work, does it?
No.
Do you know what these are?
Yeah.
10 pence.
Yeah.
5 pence are the small ones. Right, I'm just going to finish this breakfast that I've been trying to eat.
This fuming breakfast.
Pardon?
Fuming breakfast.
Fuming breakfast?
Yeah.
What do you mean, fuming breakfast?
Well,
famous fuming breakfast.
Fuming breakfast? Yeah.
Well, I've not heard him say that. What does he mean by fuming breakfast?
because I just love fuming breakfast.
Oh, are you sure he says fuming breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, we nearly had a fuming breakfast when we set fire to the toast. There were fumes all over, weren't there?
Yeah.
Oops, Daisy.
Oh, no. Botheration.
Botheration. Oh, bother.
So parcels got on the bus.
The parcels got on the bus. Can you tell me which is the 50 pence, Thomas?
That's a 50, that's a 50.
No,
that's
a 50. No, only one of them is a 50. Which one is it?
Miracle
Runs. They're 20s. What's a 50 that you have in your hand now?
Which is going to be in the bus.
I wouldn't put the coins in the bus, Thomas, because we can't get them out. It's different in your TNT lorry. Where's your purse, lorry?
It's in my drawer.
Is it?
Decade money.
What do you say?
It's big money.
That's right, that's more polite than going at it, money, isn't it? Please may I have?
You can't have that.
No, I'm saying that's what. Well, it's way to ask for something. Oh, sorry, I can't see it in my drawer, Thomas.
Oh, no. That's in my train track.
Is this in the train track drawer?
No. It's nowhere. In my big drawer.
Which drawer?
In my big drawer, all the lies in.
Well, I've just looked in that one because that's where it should be. You can't find it. No, racing cars, helicopters, Thomas the Tank Engine, the police car.
Only the noisy fire engine. Johnny,
oh no, we'll get the fire engine arrested.
No. I want my toast box.
The toast, Mary?
No, me my... Yeah.
Oh, I'm just trying to
find... Found post lorry.
I'm trying to find your post lorry, love. We had it last night, didn't we?
Yeah.
So it can't be too far away. Just let me have another look in this box. Tell you what, you haven't played it for a long time.
No.
This little Lego train.
Yeah.
Last week, played with that all the time, didn't you?
TNT lorry, lots of wheels. And so they got the blood. Little food.
You must be careful with that, Thomas, because if you drop it, it's going to break. Well, I've looked in all your toy boxes, Thomas, and your post lorries are there. Oh, I wonder if it's in the balance sack. No?
No, it's in there.
It's not there, is it?
No. No, that's not the post.
Right. Just have a look in the chair. Yes, when I look in the toy box, Thomas, there's an awful lot of things.
Yes, it's in my poor toy box.
You don't
play with me. Near my train track.
You like your train track?
Yeah.
Well, the table's not really clear for that, is it? Shall we do that on the floor?
think so. You can get it.
Right, should
we put... I put this in there.
Yeah, so you're going to put the train track just on the floor here.
I think so.
Right, so I'm going to get the box.
It's right!
The box on them. You didn't take him up to bed on the last night.
Let me see.
Play with it here.
Just the money. I'm just running. I just get it.
No, it's not in the door at all, is it?
What's in my fire engines? What? What's in my Lego?
No, I've looked in every box and I can't see it.
Yeah. Oh. What's my post box in again?
But we were playing with it last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
Let me just check behind you. No. Little turnip. Are you sure you didn't take it upstairs when you went to bed?
Yeah.
You did take it upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it upstairs, but...
Like... I get a box this time.
What? No, Thomas, play with it if you don't think.
I want to play it in that room.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's lots of things on the floor here, though.
What a little... What a play there. What a play there.
Okay.
I'm moving house today.
How are you?
Yeah. Oi, oi, oi. Hey.
No, you're not dressed yet. We only just had breakfast, didn't we? Well, we'll play with the train track.
Yeah.
For a few minutes, and then we'll go and get dressed, shall we?
Oh, good!
Do you want to get in the bath with Mummy?
I think so.
You think so?
I've got to wash my hair.
No, I'm not going to wash your hair. We washed your hair yesterday, didn't we?
My hair not alone.
I know. Thomas, when I wanted you to play through there, you wanted to come through here. Now I've come here and you're going...
I'm going to put these money in here.
Well, why did you not do that before when we were through there? You silly Billy.
Of
Thomas, are you going to play through here or through there?
First,
get him
money, and then put it in.
Thomas, don't! Now look, the table hasn't been cleared because you wanted to play through there.
There.
No, come on.
Just a minute there.
I don't know, temperamental or what?
There. Hey. Oh. Lots of mess.
Lots of mess, yes, there is lots of mess.
You can't tidy up.
But what we'll do...
Yeah?
After we've had a little play with the train track, we'll go and get dressed.
Yeah?
And then Mummy must do some jobs in the house.
But I might help.
You can help if you like.
Okay.
It's bang a drum time.
No!
Well, later, so we've got to be fairly quick, haven't we? Can help if you like, right. Now yeah. What's she doing? Are you a train delivering lots of money?
Yes, I am. I live in lots of carriages.
Carriages?
Doesn't
the wood smell nice on this train track, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Your train has two. There you go. That's two.
Two carriages, is that my train?
Yes, it is. Right. Actually, then let's go back to down that line and get some more money.
Right, I see.
And now I need a carriage.
I don't think we'll make such a huge train track today.
I will.
Yeah. There, we'll have another one coming out of this branch, shall we?
Yeah. My train, there's another train.
Isn't there?
Going to backbash.
Do you want to just go outside of the track?
Okay. My son. My little dumpling.
My little dumpling? Who's a little dumpling?
Mummy used to say that I'm a baby.
Mummy used to say that when you were a baby?
Yeah.
What, my little dumpling?
Yeah.
I've never heard of
it. My son.
I've never ever heard of my funny little dumpling.
I'm just getting
you to. You're not thinking about Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son John, are you?
Yes, I'm.
Ah, right.
Mummy.
Yes. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son John, went to your bed with his trousers on.
Yeah, I just made some lots of money for you.
Oh, thank you. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son.
Tom.
Tom. Oh, well, it's John, but yes, I see she changed the words to Tom. That's good. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son Tom. Went to bed with his trousers on. One shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son
Tom.
You're grandma's grandson, aren't you?
Yeah. My grandparents.
They're your grandparents, that's right.
Look up a bridge. And down the bridge. And Diddle Diddle Dumpling, my son Tom.
Is that one of the passengers on the train, Diddle Diddle Dumpling?
That one. This one's really a lot.
What sort of train is it that's carrying money?
It's a sweetie train.
A sweetie train? Mm. Well, I suppose if there are lots of sweets to buy.
I want some sweets now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just finished your breakfast from this, haven't you? So I don't think we'll be having sweeties, do you?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Oh, no.
You can.
Do you think we're going to get this truck finished?
Oh, yeah.
Before it's too late to deliver all the money?
Just a minute. I'm just putting this on. But, I'll show you. But, it's not your truck. That's your another truck there. That's your cage. That's your train there. That's a tank.
Oh, is that mine?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Actually, this is mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was trying to get that to come round here. There, it can go under the bridge, can't it? How's that, Thomas Henry?
That sounds okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I still think we could do with a little bit more track, don't you?
Yeah.
You can hear a train now.
Look outside.
Yes. Did you hear it?
No. I think all this money in here.
Are you?
It's falling down.
And then it won't fall off the end, will it? And you could have a bridge. A tunnel, is that what I mean? A tunnel?
Yes.
Have we nearly done?
Yeah. That's yours.
Thank you.
That's yours, no carriages.
Right.
You have that carriage.
Okay.
This is mine.
Right, there we go. We finally built the trap. Shall we use this as the engine shed, Thomas?
Good.
How's that? We keep saying we're going to get an engine shed. We don't see them on the sale, do we?
There's some floor there.
There's some floor there. Man's in the city, is it?
Claire's boys having a rest.
I'm under the tunnel.
And the train is sleeping.
Is it? She's gone to sleep under the tunnel?
Yeah.
And it's got a lot of money in the carriage?
Yeah.
That's a bit silly, isn't it? Shall I wave the flag? Time to go.
Then you go around there, and
we're going to sleep. Is he? Gosh, he's a sleepy train, isn't he?
After just a minute. Not yet.
That's Thomas the Tank, isn't it?
Like, that's not Thomas the Tank engine shed. No? There's no more money to deliver. No.
No more money to deliver?
No. This is this train carriage. This one.
Do you play with this with Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy likes playing with the train set, doesn't he?
Yeah. But Daddy not likes... I not like playing with the train set with Daddy.
You don't like to play with the train set with Daddy?
No.
Why?
Because I just love Daddy.
You just love Mummy, or you love Daddy as well?
I love.
You do, Thomas. Daddy's very good to you.
This is a little old squash. Oh!
Is it?
Yeah. Where's that bit?
It's here. I wonder whether you'd notice if you've got...
Hey!
Mum, there's only two, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, now, Thomas the Tank Engine is going to sit there so nobody can get across the bottom. How's that?
And then it's full brown, then it's gold. Then rum.
Those trains don't really work on this track very well, do they? They're more for playing with on a flat surface.
This train not works.
No, but it's alright on the floor, but it doesn't really run on the tracks. These wooden trains are built specially to go on the wooden train track, aren't they? But the little Thomas the Tank Engine is better when we're playing at the table or just on the floor. Where did we buy the Thomas the Tank Engine? Do you remember?
On my birthday.
On your birthday? It was in the past the parcel, wasn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah. And I want some more sweetie, that's it.
You want a sweetie?
That's it.
It is it, because you're not having sweeties, Thomas. You have just finished your breakfast. If you're still hungry, you should have eaten more.
I've eaten my nappy.
Oh, you've not.
Yes, I will.
You mean that's a threat? You're wearing your nappy if you don't get a sweet?
It's not a long one.
No, that's not a nice threat. Shall we sit you on your potty?
It's too late.
What's too late?
My wee.
Have you had a wee already?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter too much at the moment because you're still sleeping in a nappy and because you're not rested today, you've still got your nappy on, haven't you?
Yeah, but never mind.
No, but you should still last, Thomas.
Come on, Mummy.
What would you like me to do?
Play a train track again.
Play the train track again, okay. And where are we going?
To Manchester.
To Manchester, all right then. Ooh! Which train's going to Manchester? Which one?
The airport one.
The airport one, right.
Okay. Well, you can't see any train on
the train. I was just going to say, where are the trains? They're still asleep in the engine shed.
They're in the box.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Fireman Sam's alarm bell? If that rings, it will wake the trains up. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Thomas the Tank Engine, the first out of bed. Not got a train, it's without a train.
Yes. Not got Annie and Clarabelle.
Hasn't it? No, Annie and Clarabelle. Are they still sleeping in the engine shed?
No, it's not got any.
No, it hasn't, has it? No. No, it's just a Thomas the Tank Engine, isn't it? We don't have the coaches to go with it.
No, we got. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Look,
there's Oh, they've all woken up now. Very good.
This one
going to Manchester. Is it going to Manchester? Right.
That brown one.
Is it going to the shops or to the airport?
Yeah, go to the airport.
The airport, okay.